saved a potential nugget.
The other piece I want to talk about, CJ, is, again, reflecting on the show Naked. One of the pieces that stands out for me is the notion of vulnerability, right, and the role that it plays in building trust. Even in some of my earlier roles as a strategy consultant or as a leadership consultant, it's often been one of the key elements in building a relationship with somebody. So give us a sense of how that's played out in your stand-up and in other aspects of your life.
You see, the problem is that nowadays people are trying to be perfect, right? With social media, every Facebook post is about how my life is amazing. It's all about, we have become a world where our sense of self-worth comes from external validation. Now, all human beings know that is not the case. People ask me about confidence. You know, yesterday I had a friend who asked me, how do you have the confidence to go up and talk like that? And I think the second you can understand that it is completely okay for you to fail, right? There's nothing wrong with failing. That is where confidence comes from. People ask me about presentations. I'm nervous about a presentation. The second you understand it is completely okay for you to tell your audience, I don't know, but I can find out and come back to you, you're fine. Because what you might not realize is that all those other people have the same fears, the same vulnerabilities. And even if you fail, the fact is they will admire you for having the guts to put yourself out there and talk about things or do things that they didn't dare to do. At the end of the day, we're all human beings. We all have vulnerabilities. We all have pain. We all have weaknesses. The more human we can be with each other, the more that connection comes. Right? I'm much happier opening up to you about my problems if I know that you have problems too. Yeah. Right? But if you're this picture of perfection, then I'm like, whoa, maybe I don't want to hang out there and look bad. I mean, what do I do in Naked? In the show Naked, I put out all my weaknesses, all my pain. You will be amazed at the kind of stories people have told me afterwards. They have cried, they have opened up about various tragedies they have gone through in their lives, which they have suffered with for years. And many of them have walked out of the show thinking, you know what, if he can go through this and still find the positive, why can't I? You know, I think that's important for you to just, that's when you asked me right at the start, and my first answer was honesty. If you can be honest with yourself and then take that honesty to other people, I think in today's day and age, that is a rare quality, and people will want to work with you or want to relate to you for that.
I'm reminded of the term anti-knowledge used by Nassim Nicholas Taleb, where he talks about the importance of knowing what you don't know. I guess it's become all the more important given the number of moving parts in the world we live in. Being vulnerable and saying, I don't know, but I can figure it out, is arguably a lot more important today than it was 20 years ago. Thank you for listening.